from Nelnet Renewable Energy.
This
is What's Up.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the What's Up podcast, sponsored by Nelnet Renewable Energy. I'm joined here today by Marie Berquist. You know her, you love her. Today we're going to be talking. Today we're going to be talking to Adrian Pierce from New Sun Road, and Adrian has a very unique and very powerful solution. I'm not going to spoil too much right now, so we can kind of get into that conversation. So without further ado, let's jump in. Adrian, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So Adrian, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. So as you said, I'm the CEO of New Sun Road. I'm also a mom. I'm an engineer, a business person. I am also a former Peace Corps volunteer. I am passionate about people and sustainability. That goes all the way back to eighth grade when I won second prize in our science fair contest for my independent energy house. First prize went to a bread mold project, so I don't know if that is sort of a reflection on the state of the world or not, but I do try to keep that in my mind. And I'm an avid traveler and a bit of a eclectic reader.
And can you tell us, so how long have you been with New Sun Road?
So I've been with New Sun Road for about 2 years. The company was founded in 2014. We come out of the energy access space. It was a group of grad students from the University of Berkeley who put a project into Uganda. And it was on an island in Lake Victoria, a fishing village. And they put in a microgrid, so solar batteries to power this town. And they wanted to make sure that it worked, and they wanted to make sure that the town had the support to make sure that it continued to provide power. But they also wanted to continue their education. So they put in an early IoT device to control it remotely, and then a software platform that they could see it from California and continue to operate that system. That was the heart and the core of what the company does, and we've built it out since there from that perspective. And now we've got about 900 systems on our platform, which is super exciting.
Wow, that is awesome. That's really exciting. So, Adrian, when you say 900 systems on your platform, do you mean, are they really just like solar battery, off grid? Is it, do you mix in other renewables like, wind or, hydro, anything like that?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Our specialty is smaller systems, typically solar, battery, sometimes a backup generator. They can be on grid, they can be off grid. Many of the systems are the same size as a home system here in the U.S., right? It can power a community center in some of these locations. About a third of them are in Africa, a third are in Latin America, where we are powering telecommunications towers, and a third are here in the U.S. And ironically, the U.S. market is the one that's a little bit newer to us. We've been doing work with the utilities for wildfire mitigation and standalone power systems, and with the strain on our grid and climate change affecting reliability, there are a lot of opportunities for microgrids, and making sure that they're as renewable as possible is what we're focused on.
Thank you for sharing some of the background there, because I think you're echoing what a lot of us are seeing in the renewable energy space, which is like exponential growth from inception all the way to even current. How has New Sun Road secured its funding for operations and growth?
So the exponential growth is there. I think everybody feels the pressure and the need, and we have the technology, we have the focus. There is funding out there, and I sometimes think the biggest problem is we just seem to be getting in our own way. For us, the funding has come from a variety of sources, and we have strong partnerships, and that really is what has driven the development. Skyview Ventures was a very early investor, and they just recently co-led our Series A round with Nelnet. They've been a great partner proponent, not only on the funding side, but also supporting technology and commercial development. We have a strong partnership with Microsoft. They've helped on the technology development side. They've also been a customer for our digital community centers in Guatemala. And then our customers, partnering with them both on developing the technology and moving that forward. So it's been a great community, and we see a lot of, you know, mission value alignment and just, you know, collaboration as we try to move this work forward as fast as we can.
Wow. So I think I probably got like 500 questions that came from that. I'm not going to try and dominate all the questions here, but you mentioned your customer, your client base. Who makes up a majority, or who kind of is your client base? Is it like individual villages, people, or is it like local governments, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we have a remote monitoring and control platform, and we can do multiple systems. So we tend to work with the EPCs who are designing the projects. We also work with the people who are doing operations and maintenance, and we're also working with the technology designers. So the idea or the need can come from anywhere, and then, of course, it's a group of people that are putting together that solution, finding the financing. So as I said, we work with telecommunications. Fox Power is a strong partner of ours. They do off-grid microgrids. And then we're working with PG&E on the utility side. Microsoft has been a partner. And then we've also worked with OEMs. So, you know, you had mentioned solar, wind, batteries, but there's things like supercapacitors. We're doing stuff with heat pumps. There's lots of great technologies out there, and they just, they need to be coordinated. And if you can do that, you can optimize how the power is used and how it is delivered, and make sure that you're using clean power as much as possible.
So are you seeing trends in where these different technologies are being rolled out? Because you mentioned heat pumps, and that's something that we get a lot of questions about, like in the Colorado market. And I know you're working on more of a global scale. So are you seeing some interesting or cool trends as to where systems and system components are being utilized?
Not sure exactly how to answer that question. I think your question comes from a place that there is so much going on that we're all trying to figure out how to organize our thoughts in a way that we can more effectively address the opportunities that are out there. So some of the trends are being driven by funding, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act and, you know, modernizing our transmission infrastructure for utilities. There's local incentives, as you said, around heat pumps, which get people curious and start to gain traction. And so, you know, I think the thing is that there's trends on multiple fronts, and we're seeing those trends also reflected in the international markets. There's definitely some nuances. You know, I mentioned wildfires, which is going to be something that's happening, you know, in the western part of the United States, but then there's sort of, you know, some of the natural disasters and the intensity of the storms that are happening in other parts of the United States. So there's a bigger push for resiliency. I'm sure there's going to be a greater interest in air conditioning and heat pumps with the, you know, the climate that's going on this summer. So yes, there are lots of things that are happening. And then of course, you know, electric vehicles as we're trying to electrify, you know, our infrastructure. So I wish I had a better answer for you on trends, because I see trend lines all over the place.
Yeah, that's definitely fair. You know, and when you, so I'm very interested to actually learn and hear a little bit more about, like, if I was an EPC developer and I was going to build a solar farm, you know, and so I'm out there building it, wherever it might be, let's say, I guess at what point, you know, does New Sun Road technology start to integrate with that? And you know, where, I guess, let me back up here. I guess my bigger question is, when When do you become involved in that, the overall, you know, building of, let's say, the solar plant or maybe a microgrid application? And then what is your role and how does it integrate, you know, afterwards, you know, in terms of maintaining that relationship with the developer or the, you know, whoever built it?
Yeah, let me take that question in a couple of different pieces. One of the benefits of our technology is we are hardware agnostic, and we also can integrate with other software systems. So what we tend to do is unsnarl some of these complex problems and situations. So if it's just a pure solar plant, there's a lot of technology out there that's been designed and is well suited for operating those systems. And we don't need to go and, you know, reinvent that part of the wheel. But what we do bring to the table is we allow you to operate many plants on one platform. We also offer remote controls. So if you wanted to do a remote start reboot, we can do over the air firmware updates. So giving you more access to control and operate remotely. In the case of a microgrid, we do automated optimization using AI. We can pull in weather forecast data and load prediction information, and then we can charge the battery to maximize its usage and make sure that you're using as much solar as possible and you're not curtailing the solar and accidentally, say, charging your battery from the grid or charging the battery from another source. So this is where the New Sun Road Stellar technology really comes into play. If you've got a system and the grid has a lot of capacity and you're just hooking up to it, you know, all of those things have sort of been sort of figured out. Now, if you have a connection where it's over capacity and now you want to put in battery storage and you've got time of use rates and you've got demand response, those are the things where that additional complexity, having the automated operations really helps. And that's where we come into some of those more complex projects and help and work on the design. Once the project has been turned over for operations, we offer remote monitoring and control. And so from an operator's perspective, they can see all of the sites on one platform. You can compare data. It generates reports. There's automated notifications. So we really follow the project from end to end. And, you know, the important thing is, you know, there was a bit of a misnomer in the industry that you install solar and you never have to touch it again. And, you know, for the most part and for long periods of time, that's true. But if you really want to optimize performance and make sure your assets are delivering the way that they're supposed to, you really do need to keep an eye on them. And we're a very cost-effective and efficient way of doing it.
I love that because the frequent statement made about solar is like a set it and forget it. But when you have fields and fields of solar, even the smaller system, having one optimizer or one area of the system go down or not perform as well can be very costly to the user. So that's a perfect segue into my question that you set up there is, you know, how does New Sun Road's technology improve reliability, decrease cost, and increase just renewable energy access?
Yeah. So from a reliability perspective, you're getting real-time data and seeing what is happening on the performance. You can set parameters to notify you if things are going wrong. You can see trends to identify issues before they become catastrophic. And it also reduces the amount of time that you need to send out for truck rolls. And when you do send somebody out to make a service call, you know exactly what the problem is. So you can see into the system, like you had mentioned, oh, there's, you know, microinverter or power optimizer. You can identify, you know, where that problem might be. And so, you know, the maintenance technician is prepared for they bring the right tools, they have the right information, and they can also see what is happening with the system and have good communication on it. So